Miss Brooks is our librarian. She loves books. A lot. She loves The Runaway Bunny, and Babar, and Where the Wild Things Are, and The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I ask Miss Brooks why she dresses up for reading circle. "I want you to get as excited about books as I am," she says. I think Miss Brooks gets a little too excited, and I bet her costumes itch. Halloween means we each have to find a poem to share, but all the books with witches, ghosts, and goblins are checked out, and I hate pumpkins. So I make up a Halloween poem of my own. The class looks at me funny. Miss Brooks says, "Well, it's a start." All year long, Miss Brooks reads us books. Books about dragons and pilgrims and presidents. Books about love and leprechauns. Groundhogs, even. It's vexing. Then, in May, Miss Brooks tells us something truly terrifying. Book Week. You each need to pick out a favorite story to share with the class. I want you to wear a costume and tell us all about it. Really show us why you love it, she says. I'll never love a book the way you do, I tell Miss Brooks. Don't be so sure, she says. When I get home, I ask my mother if we can move to a new town. My mother says there's a librarian in every town. I ask if she wants to do my assignment for me. I've already been in the first grade, says my mother. Every single day of Book Week, kids share stories about trains, and fairies, and cowboys, and dogs. When Miss Brooks asks what I think, I say, too flowery, too furry, too clickety, too yippity. So Miss Brooks fills my bag with more books for me to read with my mom.